From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Mid-year trigger cuts could befall the California State University if Governor Brown's November tax measure fails. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, no more tuition increases are planned.
Brown's January budget proposal calls for a $200 million mid-year trigger cut if voters reject his tax initiative. But the CSU must decide which students to admit and how much to charge them well in advance. Assistant Vice Chancellor Robert Turnage says there's a dilemma.
Waits to see what happens in the election before reacting, then it'll be too late to close the gap that has suddenly opened up in your budget.
Turnage says there's simply no tolerance for any more tuition increases. Instead, the CSU will eliminate the upcoming spring admission cycle, with very limited exceptions, and fall 2013 applicants will be placed on a waiting list until the CSU learns exactly how much money it'll get from the state. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
If a California assembly bill becomes law, insurance companies would have to provide prescription drug coverage to all patients. Irma Resendez has multiple sclerosis. She says even with insurance, poor people are often charged $2,500 a month to treat MS.
They're saying if I take this medication, then I cannot pay for the rent. I cannot pay for care for my children. I cannot pay for my daily living expenses.
Democratic Assemblymember Fiona Ma's bill sets the maximum deductible at $6,000 per person and $12,000 per family per year based on the Federal Affordable Care Act. The law would go into effect in January of 2013. The California Association of Health Plans says it hasn't taken a position on the bill yet, but it's concerned about the delicate finances surrounding the federal health care law and warns of potential unintended consequences. That's the update from KRCB Public Radio. I'm